Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You may Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's a great way to, as we say, take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Coming up, the surprising thing that people who resist authority have in common, according to Mike.com in their science section. We'll get into that when we get a chance. But for those of you just tuning in the last hour of the program, Johnson, you brought up a conversation that you'd had with somebody that you describe as a Facebook statist. Somebody who you and this person were arguing about various different issues of a liberty-oriented perspective, at least your liberty-oriented perspective. Mm-hmm. The perspective of this individual seems to be that government's great, just we need to get it under control. There needs to be smaller government. But what else would we do? We wouldn't have roads if it weren't for the government. Who would protect us if it weren't for the government? Yeah. It's sort of running through the standard objections to the ideas of liberty. And, of course, it's more valuable to talk about these things on the radio, which is why if I ever find myself getting involved in these online conversations and I realize that I would rather spend my time on other things.
Are you saying that I should have invited him to call in?
Yeah, you totally should have. You should have said, look, you know, hey, buddy, we've got 100,000 people that are going to listen to this radio show here tonight. If you want more people to hear your viewpoints, then please call in. Let's talk about these things where more than just this girl on whoever's Facebook page you were on and her friends would be the only ones to be able to see this.
Which are probably already mostly the choir.
Yeah. So let's continue. Where were we in this discussion? What was the issue?
Well, at least the conversation gets to be kind of hashed out in a controlled environment and then brought for the listeners in a more packaged way. You know?
Well, we're piecing it together here, or rather, I guess, dismantling it to some extent. But he doesn't have the ability to respond.
I mean,
obviously, he's done that already. You guys went back and forth for how many hours was this?
Oh, not that long ago.
Okay.
This was rapid fire. I mean, at some point, you know, I stopped replying and would go back hours later and then drop a reply. But yeah, I mean, I type very quickly anyway, so, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I'll even sometimes when I'm having these conversations, use speech recognition, so.
That's handy.
Yeah, I just type fast. But, so he asked, you really want to have to pay a toll out of your driveway to the corner store? How practical is that? So, of course, you know, I had to latch on and reply to that. I said, you know, apparently also you've never heard of voluntary homeowners associations or collective property ownership that includes voluntary contracts that people sign into of their own free will. There is a difference between choosing the rules that you want to follow and having them violently forced upon you that you seem to be missing. Most peaceful people choose to follow rules like don't murder your neighbor voluntarily because they are good people and not because they simply are afraid that some government agent is going to come and lock them up. In a moral world, the only time force should be necessary is to prevent others from using force on peaceful people. Justice should focus on aggression. And Status is, you know, still going back, and I think he was responding to an earlier comment, but said, "Yeah, pay for warriors." You know, when I had said, you know, people.
Yeah, he had asked who would pay for the military, and you said, "Well, the people who want war should pay for the warriors."
Right. And so he said, "You are a funny guy. I'm sure that you feel the military is of no use to you since there is nobody at your doorstep with an RPG right now." Obviously.
Like the military is going to somehow save you if that were the case. I mean, there's nothing stopping someone from showing up with an RPG at your doorstep.
Right, right. Obviously.
The military's over in Iraq, by the way. If somebody were to show up with an RPG at your doorstep, first of all, it'd be too late for even the police to respond, but the military are even further away.
Right. Obviously, you have issues living in a society. I think an isolated island. That's just every argument. I think I think an isolated island, maybe in the Pacific, would do you good all by yourself. You sound like a liberal with ideas but no details. If only you paid for the electricity you used, who would pay for all the infrastructure to implement it? Your electricity would be unaffordable. Were you abused as a child?
Just so this guy, he's probably not listening to the show, but in case anybody else listening is in agreement with this person, the infrastructure for electricity was provided by the electric company.
Right.
The poles,
to get into that.
The poles are not usually owned by the state, from what I understand.
He's like, where are you getting all this violence you speak of? I nor any of my family nor friends have ever had anything done to them violently by the government. You obviously don't know the people
because you pay up like a sucker.
Oh, my God. You obviously don't know people with ghetto mentality. They don't choose to follow the rules like don't murder your neighbor. And in fact, they live by that very action. Without a police force, they'd be killing everyone they saw and taking
ridiculous.
Everything they could see. Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, anyone? You guys go...
Hurricane Katrina was where the government went around and disarmed people.
And
so
where
they
cops were stealing
themselves.
From Walmart on video on YouTube.
That happened, yep.
You guys go live on an island somewhere where everything is all peachy and everyone voluntarily pays and what needs to get paid for the good of the community and see how that goes for you. Then you don't have to complain about the government anymore because you will be it. You don't want to fix the government here. You want to eliminate it altogether. I want no part of the complete chaos and total lack of national defense, which is exactly what that would be. No thanks. You guys go fend for yourselves. No, I believe he's in Minnesota.
Okay. Good. Stay there, buddy.
Yeah, stay there. Okay, so there was more stuff, you know, like the guy's like, oh, so now it comes out, because there were some other replies. Now it comes out, anyone who thinks that government is necessary is a neocon.
What did you call him, a neocon?
No, I didn't. Apparently this other guy did.
Okay.
I don't think, I don't want to read the whole thing because
sure,
that would be a little long. He said, so you are an anti-government radical who thinks that things, if they just go back and reinterpret the foundings of our laws, that they can denounce all that currently exists despite all that has been ruled upon for the last 230 years and a half of the current laws. Have you denounced your citizenship yet? Have you refused to pay taxes yet?
How can I denounce something that doesn't even exist in the first place? Citizenship is the idea that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and they have no obligation to protect, so why should I have my give them my allegiance?
Exactly. I'm going to jump forward to where I replied to him, and his point where he said your electricity would be unaffordable. I said, it's funny how status thinks that taxes are magic money that come from thin air and that people aren't paying for the infrastructure already. Sorry, statist, but taxes...
The government is magic.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, statist, but taxes are not magic. Whether things get paid for by violence or by peaceful persuasion and service fees is a moral difference and little else. The reality is that violence is expensive. That is the unnecessary infrastructure. It costs money to pay thugs to get things done. It costs lots and lots of money to do all the paperwork the government creates. If I had to pay thugs to threaten every customer I have to get business, it would be extremely costly. It's much more effective business to offer better products and services that attract customers to pay for the building and fixtures and advertising than it is to pay for thugs.
Government doesn't have to do that, though, because they have the thugs, so they don't have to offer anything more attractive. They don't have to increase their quality of service.
But I said, being violent is never a long-term business strategy, and I think that holds true for government,
for
too.
Sure.
Governments collapse. They all collapse.
Yeah,
eventually.
This one's it's living way too long, this one. They've managed to keep the scam going.
I go on and I say, also, the only reason no one has done violence to you in the government is because you are obedient to the point of being an advocate. You don't question the system, you parrot it and pledge allegiance to it.
You love the thugs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Status, how do you respond to the fact that as an American, you are 8 times more likely to die by police attack than by terrorist attack? And this has nothing to do with criminality or attitude either.
Let me guess, he ignores that point.
Yeah. Innocent people get killed by police all the time now, even dumb thugs... even dumb things such as stray gunfire or police raiding the wrong house. And that was the last comment.
So he doesn't respond to it.
He hasn't responded since.
How long has it been since you posted that?
8 hours.
Okay, so he's had more than an opportunity. Yeah. If this was a back and forth that went on over
a
period of a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Johnson, for sharing that that piece. I thought
it was interesting. You know,
a lot of people deal with this conversation.
Right, exactly. And I just think that, occasionally from time to time, it's good to go back to the roots because these are the type of arguments that if you are a libertarian or a liberty-minded person, you are hearing these things over and over and over again. And if you're
the objections, you mean.
You hear them tenfold.
Yeah.
Yeah, the objections. And these type of just crazy, I mean, it's just statism is a religion.
Well, and it's somewhere where a lot of us used to be. So it's frustrating. And we'll come back with more here in moments. He's also this character that you didn't name is also the kind of person who would likely shock another individual if he was told to do so by a man in a lab coat. We'll talk about authority here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dried Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dried Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Science, the science section of Mike.com, M-I-C, Mike.com, has a story here by Christnell Store called The Surprising Thing People Who Resist Authority Have in Common. We'll share that with you here in a moment. And also something else that a lot of our listeners now have in common is they're enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee. And what better gift to give a family member or a loved one this Valentine's Day than coffee? In fact, all you have to do is call up BuzzBox over at 866-336-6104 or go to coffee.freetalklive.com and select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page. You can choose any roast or style of BuzzBox coffee, whole bean, or a specific grind, and you can make your gift 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12-month shipments. We all love coffee, so why not give your favorite coffee lover a Valentine's Day gift that you know they'll enjoy? Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf, signature blends, roasters limited reserve. BuzzBox Coffee offers it all. And for the K-Cup gifts, be sure to have them include the reusable solo fill. When you give BuzzBox Coffee as a gift, you'll know you're giving what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica-grade, fairly traded, and helps support many of the good causes of Kiva.org. That's right. When you order coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're giving out microloans with some of the profits. So giving gifts has never been so easy. So have an impact and make a difference one cup at a time by giving BuzzBox Coffee for Valentine's Day now. It's not too late. Call them at 866-336-6104 or just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and select Give BuzzBox. Here's the story from Mike.com. You're welcome to share your thoughts. In 1961, Yale psychologist Stanley Milgram conducted a series of experiments looking at people's willingness to obey authority. And over the years on Free Talk Live, we have discussed the infamous Milgram experiments many, many times. But it may be your first time hearing about it. So the article does go into a little bit of detail. Now, so basically the study looks at people's willingness to obey authority, even when doing so means harming another human being. A new analysis of the controversial experiment suggests that the difference between blind obedience and disobedience may be less a question of morality and more a question of skill set. That is, how many tactics a person can try to assert him or herself in the face of authority. Matthew Hollander, a sociologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, recently looked at the experiments, the Milgram experiments, in which 800 Americans were told to read a series of questions to a person they could not see in another room. If the unseen person answered the questions incorrectly, the participants were instructed to electrocute them by flipping a switch. With each wrong answer, the voltage increased. Now, no one was actually being electrocuted, despite being unaware that the unseen people were in fact actors and in no real danger of harm. 65% of the participants continued to deliver potentially life-ending jolts of electricity simply because they were told to do so, usually by a man in a lab coat carrying a clipboard, even while hearing screams and pleas to stop. So basically they had an actor in the other room connected via some sort of a headset or some kind of a speaker to where you could hear what the actor was doing, and when they would issue these supposed shocks, the actor would act as though they were being shocked. So it sounded real. The person in the person issuing the shocks fully believed that they were hurting this person, and they kept going all the way to the maximum. 65% of the test subjects went to the maximum deadly level voltage just because they were told to do so in this experiment. These are classes, a classic obedience to authority experiment.
You know, I would like to see on one of these experiments, and it's really kind of scary, actually, this thought that kind of occurred to me that I haven't seen an experiment done this way, but all of these, you know, like the Milgram experiment and the Stanford Prison experiment, I mean, a lot of them are done in with this sort of like lab kind of environment, right? And it's about, you know, someone in a lab coat, that's the authority,
right?
Telling someone to do something bad, you know, and it's always something bad, like shocking another person. It's like an obvious, you're causing pain to someone else, right? Like that's the obvious, you're causing pain and you know, literally hurting someone, right?
Yep.
I'd like to see an experiment with this type of thing about when it's a boss telling you to do something bad to a coworker. Because it changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it? When it's you're doing, not only are you following orders and there's the authority there,
a paycheck,
but you're getting a paycheck, and if you don't do it, you might be afraid you'd lose your job. So there's
I wonder if the percentage
and stick.
I wonder if the percentage would be higher, right? So you get 65% in the Milgram experiment where it's just someone in a study.
Right.
But yeah, what would be the difference?
But then also these tactics that you're about to talk about, I think, is about how to resist, right? Is there's some things about how to resist this type of...
The common thread between those who resist.
Right, okay. The common thread between those who resist. I would like to, as we talk about this, let's also apply to, or see if this can be applied to the workplace. Could the common tactics for resistance in these experiments, can they also be applied in the workplace without losing your job?
Keep that in mind here as we continue. Sounds cold, but according to Hollander's new analysis published this month in the British Journal of Social Psychology, it may have little to do with conscience. People who challenge authority may simply have more ways of expressing themselves in order to get out of things they don't want to do. Both the people who followed the instructions and the few who refused to carry them out showed resistance, but those who successfully disobeyed, labeled heroes by Milgram, had, quote, a set of skills for resisting authority figures, unquote. This is according to Hollander, who is the person studying the Milgram studies. How to rebel. In his analysis, Hollander lists the six most common resistance tactics, or stop tries, that hero participants displayed. Silence or hesitation. Groaning or sighing, laughing nervously, challenging the authority figure, addressing the person being electrocuted, and finally, refusing to carry on. Participants who followed instructions also exhibited some of these behaviors, but their resistance never escalated to the point of refusal. The obedient person used stop tries, but only in one form before complying, while the heroes used an assortment of the six stop tries when pressed to execute the instructions. Quote, what's made the most impression on me is in order to be a hero in the Milgram situation, they didn't have to differ from the obedient in any particular way. They didn't need to be richer or poorer or man versus woman. Why this matters? According to Hollander, Milgram-esque situations occur in everyday life. He thinks teaching a disobedient skill set should be the next step. Which is an interesting idea, right? Because the government sure as hell isn't going to teach anyone how to be disobedient,
right?
And the value of that.
So I think that these stop tries, once you know the list of stop tries, I'm still thinking about this in terms of a business thing, and I'm going to put this out there. If there are any millionaires listening to this show, I think you need to give me a research grant, because if you can figure this out, right? If you can figure this out, right? What the stop tries are, what these stop tries are to resisting authority, to not be negatively treating other human beings in a workplace, right? And you could figure out how these stop tries work, right? And how to create a work culture around not debasing or devaluing someone who does these types of things, like groans against, you know, when it's in regards to treating another person badly. Boy, you could create a work culture that just would be pretty outstanding for your business, couldn't you? Like a corporate work culture that valued people and valued, you know, valued not harming other people in a very good way.
Chris Nell says here in the article, so the next time you're feeling rebellious, remember there are many ways to disobey authority, so try and try again.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. We've got them there, and they're totally free. You can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can enter Amazon through the links there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's that simple. You get the stuff you're looking for at great prices, free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, all of that. Free Talk Live just gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. But some things you can't get on Amazon, including Sherry's Berries. That you can only get at berries.com. But we've got a special offer for you that is going to, the Valentine's Day weekend is coming up, so you're running out of time in which to take advantage of this offer. But go to berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right to type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get a unique and thoughtful gift this Valentine's Day, something that your loved one may not be expecting, which is delicious chocolate-covered strawberries. Some of the best strawberries you will ever put in your mouth. Plus, they're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. Plus, you get them starting at just $19.99 with code FTL. It's a 40% savings over at berries.com. Just click the microphone, type in code FTL to get the deals. And double the berries for just $10 more, which is really an incredible deal. I highly recommend you double the berries. You will not be disappointed in the quality of this product. They are delicious. And whether you're getting them for a loved one or just getting an order for yourself, you're going to want to double those berries. So go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic, use code FTL to get the deals. And Sherry's Berries, perfect gift for this Valentine's Day. But your time is running out to get them in time for Valentine's Day. So do it tonight at berries.com with code FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got James. He's in Pasco, Washington. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome.
I was calling in regards to that officer involved shooting that happened this week in Pasco, Washington.
This was the shooting of a man who was throwing rocks, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your show last night. A gentleman called in from Pasco, too.
Yeah.
The size of the rocks that were in question are really, honestly, very small. The video, I don't know if you guys or the public, how many people have seen this video. But
I watched the video, and I actually thought the rock was fairly large. The footage that I saw was taken from a distance. There was somebody who was recording from their car, and had it been a small rock, it would have been difficult to see the rock on this video footage at the distance that this cameraman was sitting at. But this rock that the guy chucks at the police looked to be like a small boulder. I mean, it looked like it was at least the size of his hand. This was not a small rock, in my opinion.
Well, one of the officers that was involved in it, he was, I'm not sure the name of the gentleman, but he's in a, he's a 2-year veteran of the force. He, about 2 years ago, he was, he ended up getting involved with a $100,000 lawsuit here, with, they beat a lady, a Hispanic lady up.
Oh, no.
And he was involved with that. And basically, you know, we've had 4 shootings in this area, within this year. And we're a small, small, small town.
Yeah, how big is Pasco, Washington?
Well, you can get through in about 20 minutes, all 3 cities.
67,000, according to Google, is the population there. So I wouldn't call it a small, small, small town, but it's definitely, you know, small city.
Yeah, I came from Tennessee, so.
So tell me more. I mean, what else did you want to observe? You're sharing with us that the officer, at least one of the officers involved, had been involved in another previous violent incident.
Yes, and he was found. They basically saved the lady out $100,000 for it, so obviously they found some guilt there. But the coroner has decided to do an inquest on it because there's a lot of suspicions.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Like, if you watch the video when this guy chucks the rock at the cops, the way this rock bounces, you can tell it's got a lot of momentum with it. Like, if this were a small rock, it would have hit the ground and just kind of skidded. But instead, it bounces like a bowling ball would if you chucked a bowling ball. I mean, I'm not saying it's as large as a bowling ball, but I bet you it was half the size of a bowling ball.
Well, like I say, I know this area. We don't have any lack of rocks around here. They're all sized, but I mean, I know the area as far as that goes. And I mean, something's got to happen as far as this goes because it's, you know.
What do you think's going to happen?
What happens? Oh, I hope something happens as far as that goes. I mean,
nothing's going to happen. The police are going to get a stern talking to. Somebody's going to send a memo out to the police and, you know, maybe give them a stern finger wagging. None of these officers are going to get in any trouble because there is an argument here that the officers were in the right. And I'm not saying they were. I think they could have been a little more judicious in their use of force. I think they could have backed off. They didn't have to rush the guy like they did. And I think they handled it incorrectly, but the police are going to say this was totally legit, and they're not going to be facing any kind of punishment.
There's rumors flying around, and it's all rumors, but there's a chance the guy may have been deaf.
Oh, my gosh. You think?
That's what's flying around. That's what I've been hearing.
That's still no excuse, though. I mean, look, if the guy was deaf, he still is, unless he's crazy, which he may have been, unless he's absolutely bat-ass insane, he's going to realize that 3 cops pointing tasers at him, even if he can't hear what they're screaming, probably is something he should just go ahead and stop doing what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, if the world was perfect, too, then we wouldn't need the police. But basically, I mean, we've had 4 officer involved shootings this year, and it's getting to the point, though, that people in this area are fearing the police. And
that's a shame, because that's what's happening all around the country, and that's why the police are no longer popular. They're no longer seen as people's friends, officer friendly, and it shouldn't be that way. I want to be in a place where the police are friendly, where they are peace officers instead of law enforcement officers. And James, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like, and actually, I was at the State House today that we were doing testifying on various different bills. One of the bills I didn't get a chance to poke my head into because I was elsewhere was a bill that would change all of the references to law enforcement officer to peace officer in the New Hampshire statutes, which of course won't do a damn thing to reduce police violence, but I do like the idea of a peace officer as opposed to a law enforcement officer.
I feel like channeling the Wednesday Night Co-host for a bit and just say, like, well, you know, a bill went through the House today that got through the House that's going to make sure that these officers are peaceful, and that's the constitutional carry bill.
That didn't go through the House.
I thought it did. It got passed. I saw a post about it. It got passed. That now it's you don't have to have a permit anymore in the state of New Hampshire.
Oh, no, that can't be true. I want you to
don't have to. I'm sorry, not that you don't have to have a permit, but that you can conceal carry.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You're going to have to prove that one to me because they just last week had a Senate hearing about that bill. You're talking about the bill that would essentially make New Hampshire the equivalent of Vermont as far as its gun laws, which would be awesome if it actually passes.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it was framed when I was
there. Was a Senate hearing on that, which was very well attended by liberty activists, and there were over 100 people who attended that hearing, which is a very good turnout. But that was the Senate version of the bill. If the Senate passed it, then it would go on to the House, where then if the House passes it, it would then go to the governor. So as far as I know, it was in the Senate, and that was its first place. It was originally a Senate bill, and it will likely not get passed over to the House until March.
Senate passes constitutional carry bill 8 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, that's great news. What was the vote? Do you happen to have that handy?
I'll look at it.
Just because the Senate... Johnson, this is basic civics here for you. Just because the Senate passes a bill doesn't mean that it's actually been passed into law. It still has to have the approval.
Yeah, sorry, I got overzealous when I read the article. I just thought it was passed. I probably didn't read carefully enough.
The question is, I don't think it's going to have a problem. First of all, I don't think it's going to have a problem at all getting through the State House. The legislature is very gun-friendly. That's not going to be an issue. The real question is going to be Maggie Hassan, who is the governor.
14-9.
14-9. Is that a veto-proof margin? I wonder about that. We'll come back here in moments because, you know, the question is if the governor vetoes this, then there's a certain margin of votes that could override that. More coming up. So it's not a done deal yet, but hopefully it will be soon enough. We'll let you know when that happens. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here to bring up what you want. Even these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And we're going right back into your calls and thoughts. We've got, first up, Cyrus is with us in Richmond, Virginia via Skype. Hello, Cyrus.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'm calling in about the recent video. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it or not. It's the alleged drunken school bus driver with the children panicking and freaking out on the school bus.
I have the video in front of me, but I hadn't heard of it until you called in.
Okay, basically, one of the things that I found very disturbing about it was that the children of all different ages, you could see probably preteens, and then there were little kids with lunchboxes, and they were hugging each other and crying and screaming. And I guess the point I'm trying to get at is that they were begging and screaming, hoping that this woman would stop the bus, just stop the bus. They begged and begged and begged to get off. And what I mentioned to my wife was the fact that at some point, like, society doesn't allow kids to just say no to an adult. And, you know, it's this blind respect that kids are taught from a very young age that you have to respect all adults. And here is a situation where quite literally their life was, you know, at risk. And even to the point where one of the students was actually telling the children to get back on the bus, which was very reminiscent of 9/11. And, you know, if you will, maybe not to that extreme, but just the whole herd mentality. Oh, we belong on the bus. We should be on the bus. Let's get back on the bus. And it was awful. And I was just curious, you know, this whole, you know, idea of listening to your adults, you know, as little kids, it's scary because, you know, there are some pretty stupid adults out there. And I was just curious on your guys' opinion on it.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is you thought these kids were just going along with this person who was drunk? The article I'm reading here says they actually were the ones responsible for stopping this maniac.
No. If you actually watch the video, there were a lot of – it was about half and half. There were a few kids, the older kids, were saying, stop the bus, stop the bus, stop the bus. You know, they're saying, I have to go to the bathroom, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But you'll also notice that there were a bunch of kids that were actually just sitting on the bus. I'm not calling the little kids out that they don't know what to do, although that's a concern in and of itself. But the fact that these I'd say preteens, I can't know their ages definitively, but let's say they were like maybe 12 years old-ish, and they were getting back on the bus. And not all of them. You know, some of them were smart enough to get off, and they opened up the back door, and I'm not sure if there was a safety mechanism actually on the bus that makes it from not going backwards, because the bus was, in fact, rolling backwards.
Hmm.
But I think that, like I'm getting at is the bigger picture, that this was a clear example that, you know, where do you teach your kids to say, hey, listen, you know what? As an adult, you aren't having the correct answers here, and now our lives are at risk. And I've always, you know, taught my kids to, you know, be courteous, have a certain level of common courtesy, but the actual level of respect that they force, you know, at the government schools, as you like to refer to them as, you know, they force it and force it and force it, and so it could have been these kids' detriment, you know, if things got worse.
Yeah, well, I definitely share the concern that, we were talking about obedience to authority earlier. I definitely share the concern that you have here, and that is that these government schools are indoctrinating young people into blindly following authority. On the other hand, I remember what it was like to be on a school bus, and I know that the people on that school bus, at least in my time, and maybe things are worse now than they were back then with this indoctrination, but when I was on the government school bus, nobody really much cared for most of the bus drivers. And we would do things to make their life a living hell. So I guess it just depends. I mean, on any bus, I think you're gonna have a mix, and that's why what you were saying was some of these kids get off the bus while others got back on the bus. There's always going to be, in any group of 100 kids, there's going to be some of them who, you know, they're not buying into this whole authority thing. And unfortunately, it's probably, you know, not the majority of them that don't buy into the authority thing. Like, you know, I noticed that when I was watching this, the person who comes up from to try to put a stop to this. Now, I wasn't listening to the audio, and apparently they are actually recording audio of the students on this bus.
Correct.
But I was just watching the video, and the first person to sort of come forward is coming from the back of the bus. So that shows me that, you know, likely that the people that sit at the back of the bus, at least in my day, were the ones who were less likely to be the obedient ones. The ones sitting up front were the ones who were most likely the kind of the teacher's pet types, and I imagine that hasn't changed too much. So I wasn't surprised to see that the first person to try to put a stop to it was coming up from the back.
Yeah, it was scary. You guys definitely should check it out.
By the way, you said this is an alleged drunk. Not anymore. She tested with a 0.15 blood alcohol content. That's almost twice the legal limit. And she pled guilty to driving while intoxicated, as well as 37 counts of reckless endangerment, one for each student on the bus. This is from sfglobe.com. Children revealed that Thompson, this is the driver, Martha Thompson, reached speeds of up to 70 miles per hour and hit a mailbox.
Wow.
In watching the video, you can sense the unrest on the bus immediately, and it's not long before the children make their stand. She is apparently sentenced to, I believe it was 90 days in jail. I know I had it.
90 days.
That's it. 90 days.
Wow.
What a world.
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that to my attention. Yeah, 90 days of jail, 6 months of electronic home monitoring, and 5 years of probation.
Meanwhile, our friend of ours here in Keene just got a suspended sentence of a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because he crossed a police line that they moved arbitrarily without telling anyone.
Cyrus, thanks for the call. Go ahead. Any other thoughts?
No, I just say I'm proud of everything you guys do, and I thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thanks for being here. You sound great, by the way, on Skype. Appreciate the call there. Toll free number is 855-453. If you want to get on Skype like Cyrus, you can do that by calling lrn.fm. You do have to add us as a contact first. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
You know, guys, I never had fun bus rides like that. unfortunate. My driver was so slow. She used to drive us crazy. I think we would have looked forward to something like that.
You know, you can get those school buses at, like, government auctions, like the used one, old ones.
Oh, Lord.
Pretty cheap. So if you really wanted to do that, you know.
That is why that drive and need to live that fantasy, yeah.
Buy a school bus and enter it into a demolition derby. How great would that be?
That's all they're good for.
Or I could just pose as a bus driver and start picking up kids once.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible idea.
I wanted to let you know about your idea. You're pretty bright relative to taking the Milgram experiment further. I know that they've done that. I was a psych major at one time. I never did follow through with that, but I do remember, and this was back in the 80s, so it would have been and it was already in the textbook, so probably right. In the early 80s or late 70s, they would have done an experiment based on the Milgram findings, and it was done in a prison or a mock prison. They had
the Stanford prison experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to remember the guy's name by just switching the Z and the L. Zimbardo.
Yeah, Philip Zimbardo.
So you're familiar with that, then?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Zimbardo
really bore out everything that you'd expect relative to human behavior. It quickly became literally and figuratively animal form.
Well, the Zimbardo experiment was fascinating for so many different reasons, but one of them was that it basically essentially revealed that humans, when put into a certain role, when dressed or, you know, in a specific role, like as guard or prisoner, they acted the part. They fell into line and started behaving as though they were actually prisoners and actually guards, and the guards were, you know, wielding power over the prisoners, and even Zimbardo had to end the experiment early because it got out of control.
Well, you know, it ties in with the kids on the bus. In psychology, we would be looking for whether or not the subjects are showing situational attributions or dispositional attributions. In this case, they would be showing situational attributions, which, like you said, would support that not their personality and upbringing necessarily, but more often than not, simply the situation that they're put in, the clothes they're dressed in, determine, and this is scary, how they're going to behave.
Right.
Even clothes?
Your upbringing, your religious beliefs. I mean, not with everybody, of course, but like in this experiment, I remember it wasn't half, but it was an alarming number.
Remember, the guards and the prisoners were randomly assigned in this experiment. So it's not like the people who were guards wanted to be guards. They weren't people who were seeking those roles of power. They were assigned to those roles, and they fell right into line. You know what's fascinating, Tom? I thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time, but for people that want to learn more about the Stanford Prison Experiment, Zimbardo actually put up an excellent website that really goes into what happened there, and it's got, you know, documents and photos. It's really well done. It's still up. The site is PrisonEXP, PrisonExp.org, prison as in prison experiment, PrisonEXP.org. Go there to learn more about it. It's fascinating reading. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.